Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. We have a busy docket, so let's get right to it. First, Ghislaine Maxwell. If at first you do not get released on bond, try again. Second, this is not how you evict tenants. Third, an Oklahoma case is going to be the poster child for why you don't release people early from prison. Four, on the one-year anniversary of Ahmaud Arbery's death, his mother files a civil suit. Next, Letitia Stauch has a hearing this afternoon. We'll let you know how things work out there. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button, as well as that little bell over there in the corner, so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Now, we went live last night. We had our Tuesday night live. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. And then thank you for all our Patreon members for the show right thereafter. Now, some of the comments are saying, Scott, why are you putting videos up on the Patreon page and not putting them up here? Let me tell you why. It's YouTube, all right? If we put up videos and some no-name, unidentifiable computer or person at YouTube says, we believe that that video that you put up violates community standards, guess what? They can take down not only the whole channel, but prevent us from doing our live shows as well. We're trying not to get taken down because videos that depict any sort of perceived violence, YouTube will shut down the channel. So that's why we're sending people over to Patreon. I assure you, what people pay for Patreon is not going to make me quit my day job, but it does help out with the expenses associated with running a channel. So that's it. Scott's not trying to get rich off of Patreon. All right, let's get to the docket. First, Ghislaine Maxwell. If at first you do not get a bond, try again. We all know Ghislaine Maxwell has tried repeatedly to try and be released on bond, and repeatedly Judge Allison Nathan has said that Ghislaine Maxwell is a flight risk and a danger to the community. I'm not sure how much simpler the court can explain to Ms. Maxwell that she's going to remain in custody pending a trial. Well, Ms. Maxwell and her attorneys are not discouraged. They have tried again. They're trying to satisfy issues that the court raised that was concerned about Ms. Maxwell leaving the jurisdiction. Specifically, the fact that she holds both French and United Kingdom citizenship, and therefore she would not be able to be extradited back to the United States if she fled. But don't worry. Ms. Maxwell says, Judge, if you let me out, I will renounce my citizenship. And if I did leave the country, you would still be able to extradite me back to the United States. Ms. Maxwell also wants the court to know that living in the United States for the last 30 years, she has strong family ties and support of friends and family that reside in this country, and she's not going anywhere. Trust her. I think that's what she told the alleged victims in this particular case as well. Trust me. I don't think that the judge is going to trust her. We've talked about this before. When you ask for a bond reduction, you have to present some new information. But here, it's simply trying to respond to the court's concerns. I don't think the court's going to take that as a new development in this case. It's not like charges are being reduced. Simply saying, hey, if you have a concern about my citizenship, I'll renounce that citizenship. I don't think that's what the judge's overall tenor of the previous orders denying release. We appreciate Ms. Maxwell's drive and determination. I'm sure she is absolutely annoying the hell out of her attorneys trying to get out of custody when she should be sitting there focusing upon reviewing discovery. Or maybe that's why she wants to get out of custody so quickly, is because she's reviewed the discovery and she may be coming to the realization that this is not good and that she may be spending the rest of her life in the United States, but in a federal detention center. Next on the docket, this is not how you evict someone. A gentleman by the name of Sean Douglas is a landlord, and he wanted to get rid of a couple of his tenants. He's obviously very frustrated regarding the moratorium that's been put in place on evictions. So he did a little self-help, but this is exactly what you do not do. It is alleged that Mr. Douglas went to his renter's property, picked them up at gunpoint, put them in the car, took them to a cemetery where it was bitterly cold, put a pillowcase over their head, and basically threatened to do terrible bodily injury or possibly death to them. Needless to say, Mr. Douglas's self-help eviction did not go as planned. He's been charged with multiple counts of second-degree kidnapping and was being held on a $50,000 bond. Mr. Douglas, I'm sure the money that they owe you is frustrating, and we're not even going to get into the whole fact that an executive order can somehow get in between the contractual obligations of private citizens by the government who wasn't even a party to it. I get your frustration. I do. I'm sympathetic to it, but you can't do it the way you went about it, allegedly, because we'll give you the presumption of innocence. Next on the docket, we have a case from Oklahoma. And this case involving a gentleman by the name of Lawrence Paul Anderson is going to be the poster child for why no one should be released from prison early. Mr. Anderson was the beneficiary of the Oklahoma governor issuing kind of a carte blanche reduction in sentences to let people out of jail. What is it that Mr. Anderson is alleged to have done? Well, it is alleged, and we'll give him the presumption of innocence, that he may have gone over to his neighbor's house, killed the victim, removed the victim's heart, went back home, cooked the organ, added a couple of potatoes, and fed it to his family so that the family demons would be released. That's right. That's right. So Mr. Anderson, who should have still been in prison, but for the Oklahoma governor mass commutation effort, has ultimately resulted in the death of individuals. Anderson had been serving a 20-year prison sentence for probation violations on a drug case, and he was released after serving a little more than 3 years. A PCP vial was allegedly found on Anderson when he was arrested. It's not clear if he was on those drugs when the killing occurred. He's been charged with first-degree murder, assault, battery with a deadly weapon. That's right. Did I mention that he may have assaulted some other people there at the house as well? Yeah, that's right. But the big story is obviously that he's removing organs from neighbors. Not good. Before we continue, please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Information is power. Get that information, that knowledge, and that power by going to crimetalksearch.com. Next on the docket, yesterday we brought you the story that it was the 1 year anniversary for the death of Ahmaud Arbery and that the three defendants in the case are still in custody waiting trial. Well, yesterday afternoon, Ahmaud Arbery's mother filed a civil complaint regarding the wrongful death of her son. Needless to say, All of the defendants in the criminal case are named as defendants in the civil suit. With a little bit of a twist, Mr. Arbery's mother, through her attorneys, have also tried to link the Glynn County Police Department, saying that they somehow deputized the McMichaels and Brian and another man to act as law enforcement officials in regards to the site that they were watching, the construction site. The complaint alleges that the police allegedly began passing the owner's complaints on to the men and instructed the owners of the site to call Gregory McMichael day or night with trespassing concerns. The complaint claims that the alleged deputization of the three men led them feeling emboldened to pursue Arbery on February 23rd, 2020, without waiting for law enforcement to intervene. The defendants, Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, armed themselves to carry out duties they had been entrusted with by the Glynn County Police Department in response to recent trespasses at the construction lot, as the complaint alleges. Complaint further alleges that defendants Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael had been authorized and encouraged to take such law enforcement action. Now, the attorneys for the McMichaels in this particular case are obviously going to deny any allegations that there was any sort of deputization and believe that that would be completely irrelevant in the case, adding that the pair were justified in their actions due to statutes governing the detainment of felony suspects and defense in the face of danger. We've talked about those. We've read you the jury instructions. We brought that to you. We'll have to see if the McMichaels will receive those instructions at trial. The lawsuit is asking for damages in the excess of at least $1 million. The complaint further alleges that the Brunswick District Attorney, Jackie Johnson, moved to shield the men from charges due to her relationship with Gregory McMichael. McMichael, who was previously a police officer, had also worked as an investigator in Johnson's office for the entirety of her tenure until he retired in 2019. Basically, they're alleging a cover-up that people were trying to protect the McMichaels. I'll have to study the complaint further, but I'm a little suspicious of the attempt to deputize the McMichaels as the way to get to the Glynn County Police Department and the county to find some deep pockets. It's very unlikely that the McMichaels and the other co-defendant in this case are going to have much, if anything, to take if it gets to a civil trial. All right, next on the docket, Letitia Stauch has a hearing this afternoon at 3 p.m. We'll try to bring you any update in regards to whether she is going to be proceeding pro se or whether she is going to remain with her public defenders. We encourage Ms. Stauch to stay with her public defenders because, well, frankly, it's going to be very ugly if she tries to represent herself. We'll see what happens. Ms. Stauch seems to clearly be going based upon what she wants to do and not listening to any adults in the room. So I anticipate that she will proceed pro se. I hope she doesn't, because we like to see good lawyering. We like to see a good defense put up for every criminal defendant so that the government is held to their burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And finally today, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Please meet Mr. Alex Bonilla. He's been in custody for a time, and he's going to enter a plea of guilty in his particular case. What he is alleged to have done is that he believed that his next door neighbor in the trailer park in which he was residing was having an affair with his wife. So what's the logical thing to do? That's right. Let's go across the street, basically kidnap the man, take him to the bedroom, and remove his private parts, or at least three quarters of his private parts, so that basically he'll never have any feeling there again. Pretty dumb. Even if you really liked your spouse, being separated for the next 30 years, because that's what Mr. Bonilla is looking at, is probably going to cause a little bit of separation. She may move on. So although it may have felt good at the time to do this, Mr. Bonilla, it would seem as though it wasn't a good thing to do. Now, Mr. Bonilla recalls basically going over with a pair of scissors, but that he blacked out during the entire incident and has no memory of it. Isn't that convenient? The victim, however, was able to provide a detailed recollection of the premeditated attack, where, as I stated, Mr. Bonilla showed up with a firearm tucked under his arm. He came to fix something, took the victim to the bedroom, struck the man with a metal pipe, then proceeded to remove his pants. Mr. Bonilla then tied the victim's hands behind his back, saying, "You are not going to die, but you're going to have something to remember this for your whole life." Mr. Bonilla then allegedly pulled down the man's shorts, saying, "This is normal. You will not die today." Whereupon Mr. Bonilla donned some rubber gloves and a rubber band, whereupon he then took out a pair of scissors and saying, quote, "This is for all the women you have been having relationships with," end quote. Apparently, it was quite a bloody little scene. And then Mr. Bonilla left when he was done with the removal. Needless to say, as we've talked before on our Dumb Criminal Contestants, self-help surgery is not a good thing. If you're not a doctor, you probably should not be removing body parts from individuals, because we know, Mr. Bonilla, you're looking at spending the next 30 years of your life in prison. As it was once told to me by a judge, if it's gonna feel good, don't do it. If it's gonna feel good to say it, don't say it. Mr. Bonilla, I'm sure it felt good at the time, but you shouldn't have done it. And you are a Dumb Criminal Contestant of the Day. Congratulations. That's all we have for you today. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe, share it with a friend, and please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Thanks. Have a great day.